Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing? I'm doing good, and I've missed you guys so much. I know I say this in every episode when I, like, miss a few weeks, but I really hate, like, not, you know, talking to you guys, because you guys are my friends, after all. Yeah, I was away for the summer, and I was going to bring my mic, and I totally forgot, so I wasn't gonna leave, I wasn't gonna release some, like, half-effort episodes, to be honest with you guys. I know nobody's mad at me for not releasing, but I like to be honest, what can I say? And today, I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, purpose and passion, and how, like, often what you're passionate about can be your purpose. So this has nothing to do with anything I'm passionate about, but something I have recently found that I get kind of passionate about is milk versus water based flavors. So this started because I was walking through the grocery store trying to find matcha ice cream. If you follow my Instagram, which you should, Princess Pear Podcast, I had posted how I was searching for this matcha ice cream, and I found it, like, a day later, and I was like, no way, this is crazy, because I wasn't even, like, in my hometown. I was on vacation, and I found it, and I was like, this is amazing. But as I was walking over there, I saw piña colada ice cream, but it was milk-based. So hear me out. If it was coconut milk based, it would be a completely different argument I'm having right now. But it was milk based, and that just seems kind of gross. And I was like, that should be like a water based flavor. You know what I mean? Like a sherbet, things like that. Like some of those things should be water or milk based, and I would say there are a few that can be both. Like strawberry can be a milk based flavor or a water based flavor. But like kiwi. Kiwi should never be a milk-based flavor. Or chocolate is definitely a milk-based flavor. Piña colada, definitely a water-based flavor. Watermelon, water-based flavor. Vanilla, milk-based flavor. I'm trying to think of other ones. Matcha, I would say, can go either way. But like blue raspberry, like water-based, should not be milk-based. Or see, like mint is a hard one because I want to say it should only be milk-based, but I think it could be water-based as well. And obviously these are all like my personal opinions, but you know, I think of there was one other one that I was thinking of. So definitely strawberry. Strawberry is both. I'm trying to think of one that would also be both. I'm gonna be honest, I think cherry should only be a water-based flavor. Anything like dessert flavored, I want to say, should always be a milk based. Like, I've seen like Slurpee flavors before that are like s'mores, and it's like, that's disgusting. I hate that. Anyways, obviously, my purpose isn't to have these debates about whether flavors are water-based and milk-based, but when you find something that you have that same passion about, like, pursue it. You know, I see so many people that, I want to say, like, for example, I'll use vegan as an example. They're vegan, and they're so passionate about it, and how much better it is for you. Like, if you're passionate about that, like, be a dietitian. Like, share that information with people in a way that they want to hear it, you know what I mean? Like, be a dietitian, go to, like, so people can come to you to get your advice. You know what I mean? Because, like, at some point, you can only, like, lecture the people around you about being vegan so often or so much. Or, like, you know, if you're really passionate about, like, helping people, like, do something about that. You know what I mean? If you're really passionate about, like, animals, do something about it. You know what I mean? I think so often we, like, find that we're, like, really passionate about something, but it's not, like, lucrative. And it's not, like, we kind of give up on that. You know, I don't try to be, like, follow your dreams, do that. But, like, you know, really hone into what you're passionate about. You know what I mean? If you're passionate about sharing this information, it doesn't have to be, like, a job that you make out of it. You know what I mean? I'm really passionate about, like, I don't know, like, cleaning up the ocean. So I'll go and I'll pick up trash. You know what I mean? I'm really passionate about, you know, sharing my knowledge. So I'll, you know, when people talk about things, I'll share. You know what I mean? I think so often we think about, like, oh, I'm really passionate about this, I want to pursue it, when that's only, like, a job. You know what I mean? I'm very lucky that, like, I'm really passionate about, like, helping people and, like, focusing on the mental health of children. And I'm able to do that, you know, with going to school for child psychology. But, like, you know, obviously there's, like, things that, you know, I'm passionate about that aren't, you know, like, a lucrative career, you know? Like, if, you know, strawberries are water or a milk-based flavor. And that's fine, you know? But, like, people always say, like, when somebody is talking about what's something they're passionate about, they just, like, shine. And, like, there's plenty of things that, like, people are passionate about that I just don't understand. You know what I mean? But when you hear somebody and you're able to be around somebody that has that passion and talks about their passion, it's awesome, you know? And I'm not even trying to be like, oh, it's so attractive when people talk about things they're passionate about. Like, no, I mean, it is, but it's just, like, awesome to, you know, see somebody so happy and passionate about something. And it makes me feel, I don't want to say, like, smart, but when you're talking about something you're passionate about, it just, like, and somebody wants to listen to you, that's awesome. Because, I mean, oftentimes, I'm talking about something I'm passionate about, and people don't, like, understand it, so they zone out, you know what I mean? And I'm not perfect, I'm sure I've done that before. But it really, like, it means a lot when you're sharing something you're passionate about, and then the person's also listening. Because, you know, they're like, oh, I'm so glad that they're, you know, opening up to me and sharing what they're passionate about. But also, I'm so glad that, you know, they're listening to me, listening to what I'm passionate about. I really love, like, I don't know, human connection is, like, a funny way to say it. But I do, I love those, like, moments that you, like, don't really, I don't know, think about it. Like, when you drop something and somebody picks it up and hands it back to you, it's just, like, I don't know, so human. Or when you're on a roller coaster and you hear somebody, like, screaming behind you, it just feels, like, human. Or, like, I recently went to an amusement park and, you know, I let a mom and her daughter, like, cut in front of me because her other kids were on, like, the other side. And I was, like, in my head, I was like, you know, like, I can't let them ride by them, these little kids ride by themselves. So I was, like, cut in front of me. And then, like, she was like, thank you so much. And I saw her later and she was like, oh, thank you so much again for letting us cut you in line. It's, like, little things like that. They're like, I wish I just went on the next one. It wasn't that big of a deal. And I don't know. It just, like, it made me feel so good. And that's the thing, too, is, like, often, like, we discount, like, the passion people have when it's not about, like, something that's, like, interesting, you know what I mean? Like, if you're passionate about, like, you know, helping people or things like that, people often, like, applaud that a lot more than when you're passionate about, like, frogs. And obviously those aren't, like, you know, we're not comparing the same thing, but if you're passionate about it, like, that's, it's still fun to share, you know? Like, I love talking about, like, you know, geckos and lizards and, you know, and that's often the one that people, like, zone out on, which is fine, because obviously I'm getting out of it, like sharing what I like talking about. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's not that hard to listen to people and just give them the time of day, because it makes you feel so small when you're talking to somebody about something and they just like zone out. They're like, oh, okay, after you're done talking. And like people do that to me all the time. And I'm not saying I live with like terrible, I'm not saying I live with, but I like, it's not like I'm around terrible people. But like those things happen. But that's my thing, is like put in the effort every day to be a better person. And I do that, Like I would say I do my best to be like a nice, a kind person every day. But still, I have to put in the effort. It's an everyday thing. And I feel like, oh, I did something really mean today or yesterday, and I feel so bad about it. It's like today's a new day, and I just have to put in the effort every day. And that's my thing. It's like for a long time, I went between like, I don't owe anybody being nice, or this and this and this. But like, I don't owe anybody being nice, but I like being nice. Like that's who I am. It's not like it's causing me pain. I'm not, putting others' needs in front of mine. And there are times I do that. There are times I have to like be like, hey, no, this is not what we're doing right now. But like, that's who I am. And I put in the effort. I put in the effort to listen to people. I put in the effort to like not care what people think, because I do really think that like sometimes I kind of ramble and I get kind of annoying. And it's hard to be like continue the talk when people aren't listening. And I think that's hard. And there's like times to like stop talking and like stop wasting your time and words on them. And also times to like persevere and share what you want to say, because it's important. And you have a voice and you're allowed to share it and you should be heard, even if the person that's listening to you isn't being a very, active listener. It's just, it's hard. It's hard to, I don't want to say it's hard to listen to people, but I think it's hard sometimes to like give like your full attention to somebody, because we live in such like a distracting time. If you're around a lot of people, it can be like so distracting. But I do my best to like, when you're talking to me, I want you to be my only priority. And I know that like I need to work on that. But like I have a lot of things I need to work on, and I'm working on them. But yeah, I'm also passionate about like reading, but that can also be boring. You know what's really fun is when you read a book that you think nobody's heard of, and you're like, oh, I just finished this book, blah 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 blah. It's, this book I really liked. No one's ever read it before, and they're like, oh, I love that book, and then you guys can talk about it. Amazing. Because I just finished where, so I finished Where the Crawdads Sing before, kind of before summer. No, it was like June when I finished it, and then I watched the movie, and I liked the movie. I really did. But it was a little bit too risque for my taste. I'm not saying that's like good or bad. I'm just saying it didn't really feel like it moved the storyline across as much as I would want it to. And in the book, you can kind of like skim over those scenes when they're like not enjoyable to read. There is so much hair on my microphone. But obviously you can't really do the same thing in a movie. And there are some scenes that get violent in the book, and they just like portray that. I mean, I would say well in the book, but like it's like violent scenes, so they're not really like, doesn't feel good to watch. So I liked it, but I'd say my favorite part of the book was just like the little scenes where like nothing really happens, but you just get like the vibe and the ambiance of the scene of like where she's living, the ecosystem. And I don't know, I didn't get the same feeling from the movie. I really did like it. I would say like with reading the book, like a 7 out of 10. Without reading the book, like an 8. Because you, I feel like with the book's always gonna be better. You're always gonna be comparing it to the book. But I think, like, as a standalone movie, I thought it was pretty good. There were some scenes I wish they included, but, you know. Anyways, if you haven't read the book, I recommend it if you are, you know, I'd say above 16 or 15, I don't know. Yeah, probably, like, 16 plus, because there are some, it's a, not a fun book to read the whole time. Anyways, and movie, probably if you're older than me, because that was crazy. Crazy film, just say that. Anyways, back on topic. I think I love reading books. I love reading books about things I'm passionate about. Like, I read a book about, like, child psychology, and, like, none of the books are very fun reads. You know, it's talking about, like, the trauma and, like, the abuse of children. So, obviously, I'm not like, oh, this is so fun to read. But it's, like, it's more interesting the ways that they used therapy and the things that they used to, like, you know, help these children. And a lot of it, like, is, it's not, like, healing, you know? They're not, like, perfect, or they're not, you know, unscathed after all this happened. But, like, you know, this therapy is helping. And these, like, just, like, really interesting forms of therapy that, like, really worked for a lot of these kids. It's called, The Boy Who Was Raised as a Dog and Other Notes from a Child's, like, I think it's a psychiatrist's notebook. So they're, you know, more prescribing medication, a lot of those. But it was still interesting the way that a lot of the abuse manifested in these kids' everyday lives. But yeah, I'm reading Emma and A Man Called Ove. And I think I really, really like the movie Emma. So reading the book is good. I'm not very far in it right now though, and I'm reading A Man Called Ove right now, and it's pretty good. I can't remember if it's a French book that was, like, translated into English though. Cause I wanna say I tried watching the movie one day and it was in French. And I was like, huh, interesting. I don't know why they didn't finish it. I think I, like, didn't know the turn subtitles or something. And I don't know French, sadly. But I really miss you guys. I know I keep on, like, saying that, but, like, obviously I'm speaking alone in the room right now. But knowing, like, other people are gonna hear this is awesome. And I know my roommate for college listens to these. Hey. No, I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited to release this, and I'm excited for college, and I will keep up with this, even if it's not, you know, an every week thing. I hope it is. I want to continue to do that, but I'll keep you guys posted. We are currently, I want to say, 4 followers away from reaching 100 followers on Instagram. The Instagram is princess.pear.podcast. Oh, somebody unfollowed me. So we're 5 followers away. And you guys should really listen to it. I mean, not listen to it. Follow it. If you want to. Not gonna force you. Not gonna force you against your will to listen to the podcast. I mean, not listen to the podcast. Follow the Instagram. I can't think right now. I'm just thinking about Where the Crawdads Sing, and it's, like, very emotional for me. I'm joking. Books are so expensive. So here's a little life hack for you. I really, really recommend getting books from the thrift store, because often people read these books one time, and then they get rid of them, you know? And they're usually, like, $1 or $2 at the thrift store, and there's often really good reads. You know, so I recommend going on Goodreads, you know, going through and, like, looking at books on there, and then, like, making a list and going, like, liking those books and then going through and going to, like, Goodwill and places like that and trying to find some of those books, because I found some really good ones. I can't remember what book I found there. Oh, but it was a good one. This book I really wanted, it's called The Secret Life of Bees, and I was positive I picked it up at the thrift store, but I must have put it down somewhere, and I went back like a day later, and it wasn't there anymore. And I was so sad, because I really wanted to read that book. I hear it's really good, but also I'm not sure. Just kidding. But I love reading. I'm passionate about that. I love reading about things that I'm passionate about, like frogs and bugs and nature. And I recommend you guys to do that, you know? It's like little things you're passionate about, you know? Like, even hobbies, like, pursuing them. I think, like, this is going to sound so stupid, but I saw this, like, quote on, like, Pinterest or something. And it was, like, you don't owe anybody being good at your hobbies. Or you don't have to be good at your hobbies. You just have to, like, enjoy doing them. And I was, like, what? I didn't know that. Because I would say, like, I love to dance. I enjoy dancing. I'm not good at it by any means. But, like, I really enjoy doing it. Or, you know, I love drawing or painting or things like that. I'm not good at them, but I really enjoy doing it. Or I like writing, I like writing poetry. I'm not very good at, like, a lot of these things, like, I would say I'm not very good at, but I really love doing them, and I'm passionate about them. You don't have to be good at that. You can be passionate about things that you're not very good at, and that's okay. You can enjoy doing hobbies that you're not very good at, and that's okay. You don't owe anybody being good at these things. Like, I always tell myself, like, you don't owe anybody that. You don't owe anybody anything. Like, I was doing something yesterday. What have I been doing? I can't remember. I went to the amusement park, and there was some roller coasters I didn't go on, because I was just, like, you know, scared, and I didn't want to go on them. And I felt bad, and I was like, I don't owe anybody that. I went on, like, a lot of the roller coasters. And, like, I'm allowed to be a little bit scared sometimes. I persevered, but just thought I'd share that message with you guys and encourage you guys to pursue your passions, even if you don't think you're that good at them, which I'm sure you are. Well, I love you guys. I hope you have an awesome day, week, month, year, millennium, and I hope you guys come back to listen to the podcast next time. Well, I love you guys. Stay safe, and remember that somebody out there loves you, and you mean the world to a lot of people. Okay, bye now.